Proclamation number 183, dated the November 16th, 1937. Physical and psychological conflicts. Deluded people. Great and mighty is the Lord who created you, but small and powerless is he who does not want to know him. And therefore you may always trust in the Lord that he, in his power and glory, will protect you, his children, from what does not come from him, when just a call, an imploring thought for help gets in touch with him. What he has created shall continue according to his will. And when you choose the kingdom of God, you have to give up all earthly things which cling to you. Because only the human being is judged, not his possessions. But when God beholds the hearts of people, nothing remains hidden from his fatherly eyes. And meekly you will follow wherever the heavenly Father will lead you, because he guides right who trusts in him. Therefore praise the Lord who, with divine love, gives everyone that place on earth which is helpful for his salvation. Those who strive for perfection have to serve, and always be willing to endure for the Lord. It is unspeakably bitter for those who plan their lives by themselves to be excluded from his fatherly grace. To those who believe that they don't need God's love, who believe that they alone are in charge of themselves and their destiny, the Father remains distant until they too, in silent recognition of the divinity, will ask for the love of the Father. Only then will they receive it, and this in turn will release the grace by virtue of which the human being can now wrestle upwards ever higher. Vast physical and psychological conflicts still await these poor deluded people, because they can only be directed towards their Creator that way. Only in that way will they open their eyes and ears to their spiritual friends, to be finally guided by them onto the right path. Hardly anyone comes close to the Heavenly Father without suffering. You, my child, are granted the grace to know your Savior close to you when you are full of love for him. Your heart will rejoice for being allowed to stay in constant contact with him, but give him everything you love and value, and your life will be ever richer because the sun of grace will shine on you eternally. Amen.